there will be a lot of employees, especially at the top, that will be affected by this. According to one of the statements sent by the company earlier this week, they'll be really cutting down on their workforce, about 30% of their expatriate employees will be retrenched, so as 15% of national employees. But the rest will be stood down with a skeleton workforce just to maintain and sustain the whatever machines they have, including providing security. So that has been the news that broke out earlier this week.
And those workers that are being stood down as opposed to being retrenched, I understand, will be stood down without pay. There will be some allowances available to them, but to nothing else. It's going to create a very difficult period, you would think, for the workforce. Some of them, I presume, might decide to go somewhere else, mightn't they?
Yes, definitely. In the country now, a lot of people on social media, especially Facebook, and yes, I've come across some of the employees who are also friends on Facebook saying they are really just started taking up planning to come down from the mine site and look elsewhere for other jobs while they wait for whatever happens with the company. So those who have kids and all that, they're now looking for schools in other provinces or their own provinces where they have to transfer their kids out as well. So with all the issues, you can see that it's really affecting employees up there.
Now, on the previous occasions when something like this has happened at the mine, we're talking back in 1997 and 1998, operations shut down for more than 6 months, I believe. Essentially, the El Nino weather pattern being blamed for the set of circumstances, but this time it looks even more serious. I mean, could the whole future of the mine be in jeopardy, do you think?
I think there's more to the El Nino weather pattern that they're saying in the statement. We also know that the prices of the global gold and copper prices have dropped to their lowest point for many years as well during this period. So there could be, speculations into whether there's enough revenue generation been done by the productions in the recent years. But what they've said is the El Nino dry weather pattern has caused the river to, have a low river level that dry river is the only main route that provides shipping product and shipping for all their supplies as well as shipping down the copper. So now that it's about to dry up, they can't do much on that.
And the company themselves, what are they saying? When do they anticipate that the mine could reopen?
There's no specific indications yet, but as they said in the statement, they'll have to just assess the weather once there's changes to it, and it allows them to recall back all those employees that they have stood down, and they will, but it could take more than 6 months as well. They're predicting a similar situation in 1997-98 might also take place around this time. So that has been the what they've said in the statement.
Okay, now Wesley, I know another story that you've been following over the last 24 hours or so, which has hit the headlines in Papua New Guinea, is this case of a video which surfaced online purporting to show a gang rape involving a schoolgirl and a number of school boys. Still speculation over precisely what the video contained, but the fact that it's hit social media has certainly caused something of an outcry. I mean, where are we at with this story?
Yes, Richard, that came out about, I think last week, about that video was posted on Facebook by one of those students who was involved in the alleged rape issue with the school, involving six students. There were three male, three female students that were involved. So far with the investigations, police in the nation's capital, what they were saying from a press conference that we attended, I think 2 days ago with the police commissioner, what he said was they can't do anything at the moment until and unless the female shooting victim reports or lays a complaint about this, whether she feels hurt or is offended by that act or not. But from this point in time, they haven't received any formal complaints. So what the police commissioner specifically said was if there was no formal complaint laid, they're just wasting their time investigating.
But I understand that the school principal has expelled 6 students, apparently, for consuming alcohol and engaging in improper activities. I mean, is there a direct connection here? And if so, doesn't that amount to an incident reportable to the police?
I mean, that's what everyone has been saying about, you know, that video that went on went viral on social media. And yesterday, the principal came out saying from its own investigations with the 6 students, they consented to what they did. It was planned. They sent one of their student colleagues down into town to get some beers, and then they had a party and did that video. So they all planned that activity. So the principal saying that they don't see it as a rape case. It's whatever the reports coming out of the media is misleading. So they have to take actions within the school school laws and all that. So what they did was they just expelled all those 6 students and sent them home.